Stock, this is Rick Tiring on Kathleen Arnhem. Kathleen is K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N. Kathleen Arnhem is A-R-N-H-E-I-M. A-R-N-H-E-I-M. H as in house. A-R-N-H-E-I-M. Kathleen, date of birth is 1/29/42. Date of visit is 4/18/23. Please make copy for Adley Karache. That's Karache, is K-A-R-A-D-S-H-E-H. Karache. Adley, A-D-L-I. Adley. Adley Karache, M-D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is COPD and emphysema. Next paragraph is present illness. This is an 81-year-old white female with a long-standing history of severe COPD with emphysema and chronic respiratory failure on O2 continuously at 2.5 liters via nasal cannula. Has been experiencing shortness of breath with activity and occasional cough. Period. The patient has been followed by pulmonology in the past, and she also had undergone Zephyr valve placement more than 3 years ago. She has had some improvement in her symptoms since the Zephyr valves were placed, and she also gained weight over the past 1 year, and now up to 90 pounds. Patient denies mastitis, fevers, chills, night sweats. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of severe COPD and emphysema. She has had no significant history of surgery except for cataract repair and Zephyr valve placement for emphysema. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient smoked 2 packs per day for 63 years and quit in 2017. No significant alcohol use. Next line. Allergies. No drug allergies. Next line. Family history. Father died of diabetes and complications. Mother died of heart disease. Next. System review. The patient denies fatigue or fever. No glaucoma, but had cataracts. Shows hoarseness and wheezing and shortness of breath. She has no urinary frequency, flank pains, or dysuria. She denies any abdominal pains, heartburn, or black stools. She has no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pain, no leg swelling. She has no depression or anxiety. She has some joint pains, muscle aches. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. She has some skin rash with itching. Next, medalist included Symbicort, 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs BID. Spiriva, Respimat, 1 puff a day. And Albuterol, NEBS, PRN. Next paragraph, physical exam. This thinly built elderly white female is alert, pale, no acute distress. Blood pressure 112 over 70, pulses 105, respiration 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 90 pounds, saturation 89. HGNT norms phallic, people's reactivity equal. Sclera with clear throat is mildly injected, he has no inflammation. Neck supple, no venous distension, trachea midline. Chest equal movements with increased AP diameter with scattered visas palatally. Distant bath sounds. Heart sounds irregular, asthma, nest to no murmur. Abdomen is soft, protuberant. No mass, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no cap tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD with severe emphysema. And number 2 is chronic respiratory failure. Is hypoxemia. And the next paragraph plan based has been advised to continue with O2 at 2.5 liters nasal cannula. She will be using the Symbicort inhaler 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs BID, as well as Spiriva, 2 puffs a day. She was advised to get a CT chest without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. A follow-up visit to be arranged in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation.